Hello and welcome to Empower Others Radio Show. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, and I'm excited that you're with me today. We're going to share with you a word of encouragement, a word of empowerment, a word to motivate you to live your best life now. We want you to live life purposely. So get ready, get ready, get ready to receive all that we have for you today on Empower to Empower Others.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone. How are you? How are you? Happy Sunday to you. This is Valerie, your empowerment igniter. Excited to be with you all tonight. I really am so excited to be with you all tonight to share a word to empower, to motivate, actually a word to get you excited about moving forward in the things of God. Moving forward in the things of God. When we take a look at this year, 2020, everybody's talking, wow, what a year this has been. Wow, what a year this has been. It's been some stuff. Can we disagree? This year has given us some stuff. And the truth be told, we're still looking at some stuff in this year, 2020. But I'm here to share with you all tonight that it's time for somebody to say, I'm letting go. I'm letting go. I'm letting go. And you might say, Valerie, what are we letting go of? I'm so glad you asked because we're going to talk about it. I'm letting go. I'm letting go. You know, I look back at my journey of writing. And when I released the book along with the co-authors of I'm Ready to Roar, I recognized and realized at that time that what God wanted to do was more than have us release a sound. When we did Hear Me Roar, it was about the sound, knowing that we as women of God in this hour have something to say, that we've been called, we've been anointed, we've been appointed, and it was time for us to rise up and be exactly who God called us to be. And then when we moved to I'm Ready to Roar, God said, no, Valerie, I need you to understand something. This I'm Ready to Roar is more than a sound. This is about you fully taking hold of what it is the Holy Spirit has spoken to you to do and to follow through with it and make an impact. Now, you know, that word impact has been coming forth several times in the last week or so. The Lord spoke it to me, and then someone else shared it with me, that the Holy Spirit had spoken to them about impact. And that's what the Holy Spirit wants from us today. I'm not just talking to my sisters. I'm talking to my sisters and my brothers. It's time for some of us to let go and move forward, making an impact according to God's will, plan, and purpose for our lives. Now, somebody's saying, Valerie, I've let go. I've let go of this, and I've let go of that, and I've let go of people, and I've let go of thoughts, and I've let go. Yeah, you let go of those things that were easy to let go of, but have you dealt with the tough stuff? I'm just asking. Have you dealt with those things that are way down deep on the inside of you? Have you dealt with those things, come to terms with those things, accepted the reality of those things, and now ready to pursue what it is the Spirit of God wants you to pursue? Are you ready to let go of that? Something to think about, right? Isn't it something to think about? It's something to think about. Because look, what we have to do, we've got to stop half-stepping. We got to stop half-stepping. We got to stop being in today, out tomorrow. In this week, out next week. Say yes today, no tomorrow. We got to stop with the half-stepping. Let go and go fully according to God's plan. Valerie, but you don't understand. I'm not getting the support. I don't feel adequate. I got issues, Valerie. I got issues with fear. Look, fear is gone. Fear is gone. I need you to tell yourself, fear is gone. Fear is gone. We can't allow fear to cripple us any longer. Why? Because we have power over fear. We have power over it. And what we have to do is renew our minds. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you're able to move forward. You can let go of those things that are hindering you and move forward in all that God has called you to. I know somebody's still saying, but it's so hard. It's so hard. It's too challenging for me. I can't let go. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. It's about making a decision. It's about making a decision, y'all. It's about knowing your worth and walking in purpose. It's about knowing your worth and walking in purpose. Sometimes you say, I can't do it. It's too much. Because you don't understand how valuable you are to God. You don't understand how valuable your assignment is in the kingdom. You think that it's okay, you're just you, and everything that you do is normal. There's nothing extraordinary. But I'm here to tell you, you got to let go because extraordinary resides on the inside of you. Power resides on the inside of you. Purpose resides on the inside of you. And it's time for you to come to terms with your truth, let go, and begin to move forward in the things of God. I've shared with you all several times because, you know, I'm very transparent. I don't hold anything back because I know that many are overcome by the testimony. Yeah. I used to have no self-esteem, no esteem. I thought very little of myself. Didn't think that I had the ability to do much of anything. But I came to myself one day. Yes, I did. And realized that there was something in me that needed to be released, something in me that was for purpose. And when I grabbed a hold of it and I started recognizing who I was in God and what he had purposed me to do, I let go. I let go. And so I'm saying to you tonight, yeah, I'm wondering tonight, is there anybody here tonight that's having struggles with letting go? Are you questioning whether you have the capability to do it? Do you question whether you're smart enough? Do you question any of those things that make you think you're not quite enough to move in what God called you to be? Well, I want you to go ahead and deal with your mind. I want you to go ahead and speak to your mind right now and let your mind know that you are enough. Go ahead and tell yourself, I am enough. I am enough. I'm letting go because I know that I am enough, that God doesn't have to tweak me anymore. He doesn't have to fine-tune. I don't have to worry about fine-tuning. I know that I am enough because God didn't make a mistake with me. He was very intentional about everything that he placed on the inside of me, that I would show forth his glory in the earth. He didn't make a mistake. But what has happened is that we've held on. We've held on to our past errors. We've held on to our missteps. And we've allowed those things to get in the way of us moving forward in the things of God. My brothers and sisters, I say to you tonight, you're enough. And it's time for you to let go. It's time for you to let go of that stinking thinking about yourself. This is not even about what somebody else thinks about you. This is about what you think about yourself. What you profess about yourself, what you're declaring about your future. It's time for you to let go of that old stuff, that old thinking, and begin to embrace what it is the Spirit of God is saying to you right now. Right now. Yeah. Right now. What is he saying to you right now? Oh, you say, well, I'm not sure what he's saying to me, Valerie. You're not sure? Are you certain? Because I think that you are. I think that he's spoken to you. I think that still small voice has spoken to you and told you the expectancy that God has for your life. And when you heard it, you disqualified yourself. But I need you to let go. I need, my husband tells me I say that all the time, and let me just say this. When I say I need you to, what I'm saying is that it is my desire and the desire of the Lord that you begin to embrace what he wants and experience him in another way. Embrace what the Spirit of God is saying and experience him in a different way such that you're open to change. Yeah, sometimes we don't want to let go because letting go means that something's about to change. And we like for things to stay status quo. We don't like for there to be any interruptions in our normal process, our normal plan, our normal regimen. But I'm saying to you tonight that interruption is coming. It needs to come. For some of you, the interruption needs to come, and it needs to come now. Because there is a place that God wants to take you. My God, there is an expected end for you, and you got to let go. That's the only, it's time to let go and start decreeing and declaring over your life who you are. You have to get up and look in the mirror and say, I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am a royal priesthood. I am a holy nation. I am chosen. I am called. I have purpose. You're going to have to start telling yourself, affirming to yourself daily, who you are in God, so that you're able to let go of that old stuff, forgetting those things which are behind you and beginning to press forward to the things before you, the things that you've been called to, the things that God desires to do in your life. It's time for you to let go. It's time for you to let go. And I'm saying this to you all tonight, and not because it's something that I haven't experienced myself, because I have. I've experienced those times in my own life that I've recognized that it was time to let go of some things, some mindsets, some people. It was time to let go. Let go. I was getting in my own way because of my thoughts about me. Not what anybody else was thinking, about my thoughts concerning me. I had to let go of those. So I'm not saying this to anybody like I've not experienced it. I have. And even this evening, as I sat there and I said, Holy Spirit, what do you want me to tell the people this evening? He said, you got to go back and tell them again. They got to let go. And I'm like, but we've talked about that before. He said, yeah, but somebody else needs to hear it this evening. It's time to let go. Someone needed to be encouraged to know that what they're facing right now is not the end. It's a part of your process. And he says he needs you to endure like a good soldier. Stop whining, stop murmuring, stop complaining. Count it all joy, even when you find yourself in tough situations, knowing that God is going to be with you. He's going to work it out through you. But you got to have the right mindset. You have to see those things that present themselves as oppositions, see them as opportunities for change. Be willing to look within and find out exactly what's going on within you. Stop blaming other people for where you are. Let go. Well, if they hadn't have done this to me, I'd be further along. And if that pastor hadn't have said that, and if that job hadn't have fired me, and if this hadn't have happened or that hadn't have, you got all the excuses in the world why somebody else is the reason you aren't doing what God says. Come on, let's take ownership tonight. Let go of the blame game and take ownership and be accountable for what it is that you need to do. It's on you, my brother and sister. It's on you. It is on me. Oh, wait a minute. Valerie, you're telling me I got to take some accountability for what's going on in my life? You absolutely do. You absolutely do. Early on in ministry, when I started the empowerment place, Holy Spirit said to me then, Valerie, you are the key to your own empowerment. And I held on to that thing, and it stung me for a minute. I'll be honest. Because I blamed other people for not embracing me. I blamed other people for not saying that I was enough or I was too much or whatever. I was blaming other people for what I needed to do and not getting done. But I again, y'all, you hear me. I had to come to myself. I had to clean it up. I had to be accountable and recognize that where I needed to be in God was my responsibility to get there, because he's equipped me. He's given me the tools that I need to get there. He's given me power, authority, same thing that he's given to you, but it's up to us to move forward in that and stop blaming people. Stop blaming situations. If I hadn't have got that divorce, if I hadn't lost my job, if I hadn't lost, come on, let it go. Let it go. That situation is behind you. Let it go. Let it go and prepare yourself to embrace all the greatness that awaits you. We can't get there, y'all, if all we're going to do is whine and complain. We're not going to get there. Oh, I'll take that back. We might get there. It's just going to take us longer to get there. Yeah. But you got to let it go. You got to let go. You got to, look, I know somebody's saying, well, I want to do something, but they say this is required. The job said that I have to have a degree in this or that. A degree is good to have, and sometimes the job will say it's a requirement, but if you know that you know that you know that you know, go after that job and trust the Holy Spirit. If you're being led, go after that job. Don't let nobody tell you you can't get it. Try. Yeah, the biggest thing that can happen is that you don't even try. Come on. Come on. Some of you have been told time and time again that you're weak, you won't amount to anything. You got to let all of that negativity go. Let that go. Let it go. Oh, my God. Somebody right now is just thinking about all the words that have been spoken to them. All the words that have been spoken to them that have been contrary. And how you held on to what they spoke. How it became your reality. It became your reality. You heard it so much that it became your reality. I'm sharing with you tonight. Let it go. Let it go. What did God say about you? What does His Word say about you? What is Holy Spirit speaking to you about you? It's not that you're worthless. I know He's not telling you that. I know that He's not telling you that you're not loved, that you're not cared for. He's not telling you that. Why? Because God is love. He loves His children. So come on. Come on. Tonight, let's declare that we are letting go. Say, I'm letting go. I'm letting go. I'm letting go of the bad habits. I'm letting go of the bad thoughts. I'm letting go of the bad conversation. I'm even letting go of the bad company. Let go of anything that's hindering you from moving forward in what it is that God has called you to. I shared with our Empowerment Place Ministries group that we're on the verge of breakthrough. Breakthrough. And we even talked about it earlier today. Some of the components of getting to our place of breakthrough. And I guess one thing that we might need to add to the list is letting go. Letting go. Letting go of the things of the past. Letting go. Letting go of those toxic things. Letting go. So that we're able to embrace what's coming next. What stronghold is present in your life right now? What are you dealing with right now that you know you need to let go of? I know somebody's watching is dealing with something. Someone that's listening right now is dealing with something that's been on them. And you're saying that every time I think I've broken free, it flares back out. Every time I think I've let go of it, it shows back up. Valerie, I don't know what else to do. Like, I keep fighting with this thing and it's not going anywhere. Come on. Mind. Get your mind. Get your thoughts together. Because the battle is there. The battle is in the mind. When you start governing, allowing the Holy Spirit to govern your thoughts, it'll help you rid yourself of those things that try to creep back in, those things that you freed yourself from with the aid of the Holy Spirit. Your mind. What's going on in your mind? What are you allowing in the gates that will cause you to think the way that you're thinking about yourself and about your future, even about your present? What's going on? What are you letting in? Some of those things you got to let go of. Let go. Let go. Let go. Yeah. Some of you are so concerned. You say, but I'm so broken right now. I'm so broken. So many things have been in my life that have done damage to me, Valerie. I feel broken. You're not alone. You're not alone. There are others. I've been broken. But I thank God. I thank God for who He is. I'm grateful that just like the potter with clay, He could take me, put me back on the wheel, and mold me and shape me again in His image, in His likeness, that I might be a vessel of glory for Him. Again, I'm not saying, sharing with you all things that I don't know for myself, things that I've not experienced myself, because I have. I've been broken. I have. I've been let down. I have. I've been entangled. God knows I have. But I let go. I let go of trying to figure it out. I let go of needing to be accepted. I let go. I let go, knowing that as long as God loved me, and as long as I stayed in His word and did those things which were acceptable to Him, that I was going to be okay. He's a friend that sticks closer than any brother. If I could just hold on to Him, I was going to be okay. And I am. I am better than okay. I have peace. I have joy. Yes, I do. Because I let go. I let go. Y'all heard me share before that I used to be so fearful of success. I was afraid of succeeding because what it is the Spirit of God had revealed to me was so big. I was like, God, I can't do that. I'm afraid I'm going to let you down. That's too much. But it's not. I'm equipped for it. And what He's called you to, you're equipped for it as well. But you got to let go. You got to let go of that stinking thinking. You got to let go. You got to let go. You got to stop half-stepping. Stop it. Give Him your all. No more straddling the fence. He said, be either hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out. Don't be half-stepping. Don't be lukewarm. Don't be on both sides of the fence. Be on that path because your steps have been ordered by God. Be on that straight and narrow path that He set before you to go forward in what He's called you to do. Stay on that path and don't let fear get in the way. Fear is gone now in Jesus' name. Fear is gone now in Jesus' name. We're letting it go now in Jesus' name because why? We know our worth. And we're ready to walk in purpose. Do you hear me? We know our worth, and we are now ready to walk in purpose. Letting go. Letting go. Letting go. Are you ready to let go? Are you ready to let go tonight? Are you ready? Come on. I'm ready to let go. Come on. I'm ready to let go. I'm ready to let go. So that I can embrace what it is that the Father has for me. I'm ready to let go because I know who I am. I'm ready to let go because I am great. Because of the great one that resides on the inside, I'm ready to let go and be everything that God has called me to be. I'm ready, and I pray that you are too. Yes, I do. I pray that you are too. I hope that this message has been inspiration to you tonight, as it has been for me. Brothers and sisters, look, it's time. You know what it is you need to let go of. You know what it is. You know those things that you've been dealing with. You know the thoughts that you've been having. You know the seeds that have been planted by others that you've not uprooted, and how that they're sprouting up. Every time you turn around, something sprouted up, uprooted. Uproot it and position yourself to be all that God has called you to be. Come on, it's time. Don't you want to walk in greatness? Don't you want everything that God has in store for you? Don't you? I know you do. And if so, It's time to let go. Go ahead. I'm letting go. Say it. I'm letting go. Let go. And let God. So that you can be all that He's called you to be. Know that I love you. God loves you. We speak blessings over you for this week. Be empowered. And after you've been empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else. God bless you.